Hey, what's up, you guys? Can you guess what group Russia has just added to their list of extremist and terrorist organizations? I'll give you a clue. It wasn't ISIS. It's not ISIS who just attacked their concert hall or whatever. I'll give you another clue. Alphabet soup. Russia has added the LGBT movement to the list of extremist and terrorist organizations. This quote left out it's actually LGBTQIA+, I believe. Routers, FYI, you fucking bigots, routers. Here's this Yahoo News, both of y'all. Y'all forgot the QIA+, you assholes. Maybe they don't think intersex people and asexual people are terrorists. It's just the lesbians, the gays, the bisexuals, transgenders, and queers. That's right, Russia is officially listing gay people as terrorists. Maybe they're trying to make queers for Palestine make sense. They're trying to square that circle, or circle that square, whichever way they're transitioning. Chickens for KFC. So ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack. And ISIS does not stand for intersex, sexual, intersex, sexual. FYI. It stands for Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. And they kill gay people. Russia might need to reconsider their priorities. Their security threats. Their biggest threat might not be the LGBT movement. Just a thought. It might not be the IA plus movement either. They might list gay people as terrorists, but Tucker Carlson says the grocery stores in Russia are nice. So, I mean, again, it really just comes back to priorities, right? This Russian announcement was made by state media on Friday. And that night, the ISIS attack happened. This terrorist and extremist list is maintained by an agency called Rosfin Monitoring. And they can freeze the bank accounts of the more than 14,000 people and entities designated as extremists and terrorists. The list includes, their list also in their terrorist and extremist list also includes Al-Qaeda and Meta, you know, Facebook. Everyone from Al-Qaeda to Meta. What other list will you also find both Al-Qaeda and Meta on? I don't think that many. But to Russia, they are the same, along with the LGBT movement. They're all extremist terrorists. Man, when your worldview is that conservative, you gotta be fucking scared all the time. When you can't even feel safe with the gays, bro, you gotta chill out. You're gonna give yourself a heart attack, Putin. Have a little fun. Be a little gay. Gay means happy after all, right? Come on, just be gay. Just try it. I mean, just try being a little gay like once. See if it doesn't make you smile at least. Or at least if you chill out about the gays, you can be on alert for the actual terrorists. You fucking homophobe. Of course, Russia's also going to try to like blame Ukraine now. They're going to blame the Ukrainian LGBT movement for the terrorist attack. Putin's going to say it was a bunch of gay Ukrainians. Russia should worry more about the black and white flags than the rainbow flags. That's the ISIS flag. The black and white flag is like a fucking pirate flag. You can tell the terrorists because they got the scary looking black flags, not the friendly looking rainbow ones. They color coded this shit to make it easy for you, Russia. You don't have to make the decision off of homophobia. When you create a false moral equivalency between the gays and Islamic terrorists, you render yourself completely unsafe. Because while you're running away from the gays, you're accidentally running towards jihadists who are strapped with suicide vests. Maybe you should have gone with the gays. I'll take a bunch of gays over a bunch of jihadists any day. Even if the gays are trying to kill me. Because they're probably not as good at it. No shade. I mean, jihadists just train to kill. They're trained killers. Gays train at, what's that training mate gym? Gays train for nice buns and thighs. ISIS also just made the other attack in Iran at that funeral. So they're making a comeback. ISIS is making a comeback. I think we can thank Joe Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, leaving the Taliban in charge with a bunch of weapons, a bunch of American weapons. Now, ISIS is venturing outside Afghanistan into Russia, Germany, Turkey, and Tajikistan. All these countries have foiled ISIS plots recently, aside from the massive attack in Russia on Friday, which was not foiled because they were busy defending themselves from the LGBT movement. Now Russian forces have apprehended at least one suspect, and they cut his ear off and tried to feed it to him. Yo, if you're a terrorist out there, listen up. Any ISIS members who are fishbowl listeners, if you're going to attack somebody, don't attack Russia because they're fucking savages. And if they catch you, they're going to try to feed your ear to you. These ISIS guys fucking behead people and shit, so maybe they deserve to eat an ear or two, three, maybe someone else's ear too. But they fucked with the wrong Chechen, Ramzan Kadyrov, the general of the Russian National Guard. Dude, these Chechens, I'm telling you, are fucking gangster. It's cold in Russia. It's fucking freezing. This is who the U.S. needs at the southern border. What's his face? Ramzan. Seriously, did you see the video of the immigrants busting down the border fence? Shit looked worse than Walmart on Black Friday. Shit looked like Travis Scott's Astro World. The Texas National Guard got fucking trampled, used as a welcome mat. And if it was the Russian National Guard, they would have been chopping ears off left and right. All these guys that made this illicit adventure have been arrested, at least for violation of Title 8, which makes it illegal to cross between ports of entry. It doesn't really seem like this law is being enforced in other places, though, like all the spots and the fences that the news constantly shows people parading through. I guess a stampede is what it takes. They're like, we literally let you guys walk through as long as you just be chill about it. You took advantage. Y'all were too crazy. Shit's getting real bad for Donald Trump now. Donald Trump's ship may be sinking. His golf course private estate ship. Trump has until Monday to pay over $400 million. Over $450 million. $454 million. That's a shitload of money. They really want to make sure he can't pay it. Or if he can, then he's totally financially crippled after. The moral of the story is, don't brag about how much money you have. Don't inflate the value of your assets to get better loans or insurance. Maybe don't build your whole image off of spray tans and golden buildings and golden showers. Shit's going down the drain. Or piss or whatever. Alright, thanks for listening. Peace.